Joining us now is the former host of Filet of Soul right here on WBGO, Walter Waits.
Hey, what's up, Doug? How are you?
So great to see you, Walter.
Same here, man. Always a pleasure. Always.
We're here for a specific reason today.
Yes.
You started listening to someone special here on this radio station many years ago. Then eventually you became an announcer on WBGO. Rhonda Hamilton.
Rhonda, yeah. I was listening to Rhonda Hamilton. As a matter of fact, Rhonda Hamilton was the first person I ever met from WBGO. And I'd listened to her for quite a while. And, you know, I was like a nightly listener, because at that point in time, she was on at nights and she was doing a show, I believe, called Ancestral Streams at that point in time. And a lot of that stuff was, you know, breakthrough stuff for radio. I mean, you know, Mujal Richard Abrams, World Saxophone Quartet, you know, Art Ensemble of Chicago, Abby Lincoln, people like that. So it was the perfect nighttime show, and it was the perfect voice for a nighttime show. You know, Rhonda's voice is great anytime around the clock. And so she was the first person I ever met when I came down to this station, yeah.
What was it like eventually becoming a colleague?
Well, you know, I always said, you know, in my mind, Rhonda is one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet, let alone one of the nicest people on the air. I like to call her Jazz Angel, more or less, because she's always in a positive mood. And, you know, you've worked with her for years. I worked with her for 20 years. And I never caught her in a bad mood. And it just comes across in her whole delivery on the air. And it really speaks to the type of person that she is. And you know her delivery, you know her whole thing. And her voice is very melodious, it's inviting, and it's perfect to capture the audience.
What surprised you when you met Rhonda after listening to her and then actually getting to know her?
That she was as young as I was. That was the number one thing. Because there's an air of class, there's an air of sophistication about her. And you know, we're going back to the early days of WBGO, those halcyon days, you know, when we were upstairs broadcasting and you looked out the back door and it was onto the back roof and all you saw were the back of buildings. You didn't have a view of anything, you know, and it was really hot up there. There was no air conditioning. And, you know, I always used to joke on the air. I used to say, yeah, we're down here now. We put the rats back in their cages and we came down to the penthouse here. But that's what it was like, more or less. And I think Rhonda was closing up nights at that point, so she'd have to shut the station down at that point. And then, you know, and this is way before she did mornings, way before, yeah.
This music, what is it about this music that has kept Rhonda going for 40 years as an announcer? What is it about this jazz, blues, rhythm and blues that we do here that keeps you guys involved for all these years?
Well, you know, music is life itself, and that's what I've always thought. And it's kept a lot of people going. I remember seeing Lionel Hampton in the later years down at Terrace Ballroom. We had a big party for him, and there were several gentlemen up there playing, and he got out of his chair and went and stood right in front of them, and they looked at Lionel Hampton, and they were blown away. They were saying, I'm playing for Lionel Hampton right now, and he's right there looking at me, and nobody else is. If you're a musician, that is what you kind of live for. And then he went up, and he was the nicest guy in the world, too. So, I mean, it's the music that keeps us going.
Is there a story about Rhonda that maybe we shouldn't know or tell on the air?
I don't really think there is. I don't know of any anyway. She's always conducted herself with the highest professionalism as far as I know.
Walter Wade, what a pleasure to have you here.
Save
on the WBGO Journal. Thanks for joining us.
God bless.